it's just when you trim, see, when you block out your meat first, well, that makes it kind of square, and you won't take your knife and trim, have this ham shaped like a ham should be, of course.
Yeah.
And then you have just a lot of scrap lean meat, fish scraps, it's on, and have some tenderloins, and you trim your middlings or your bacon, these sides I'm talking about, you trim them square and all, and all this. You grind these others, you know, to make your sausage and all. You have some just sausage meat.
Now, do you make anything out of the head and knuckles?
Well, now, some people do. We don't, because we don't care for too much sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feet. It takes so long to clean them, you know, and soak them regularly. But a lot of people, I like it very well, but my husband doesn't care for it. So we don't make the food, because it just takes up so much of your time. But that's the head and the feet. Things like that, you know. And you cook it out in an open kettle. Most people do. You could bring it in, but it's a lot of it, you see. You take the bigger part, they cook it all down, and you cook it down and work all the little bones out. You know, like a pig's foot, like anybody's going to have many bones in it.
Yeah.
Work it all out. And some people call this press meat, and they'll turn it into a large pan or something, and that's set overnight, and then that's just kind of jelly, this congeals, you get together, then you can slice it. You season it with your salt and some pepper and a little sage as you're cooking. And it's very good.
Is that anything like the pressed ham that you get in the grocery store?
No, I wouldn't think so.
What are some of the other things that they're all mixed up, different parts of the holiday ground up, maybe the food for this kind? Do you ever make anything out of liver?
No, I don't make anything out of liver. We like liver, just have it sliced and cooked that way. But I don't make anything.
Are there any other things that you might call kind of byproducts of the butchering?
Well, I don't know. Now, some people have, you know, use the heart. You know, kind of make a stew out of the heart and the liver. Sweet bread, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't go for that very much. We don't stay too much.
Mm-hmm. Do you render lard?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We render our own lard.
Now, is there anything left over after rendering the lard that you use?
Cracklings?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of thing I've been
hearing. Cracklings, yeah. And so many people are very fond of crackling bread. You make this cornbread kind of like I'm telling you about. You don't. Maybe don't put, I don't think they put the egg in it, and you crumble these, grind them real fine, grind your, you know, after the diet. And of course, I don't know the proportion you use, it's how many, much cornbread you're going to make. And most of them make it out in little dodges, little cones, you know, and bake it.
Yeah.
And it has a real good flavor, it's real good.
Yeah.
I don't make it too often, and we usually have a very good size, hopefully, and that size. And my husband feeds crackers to his dogs. And they like that.
Mm-hmm.
And these scraps and that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Never make liver sausage or liver pudding?
No.
Know anybody, any Germans around here that might make blood sausage?
No. I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of the terms scrapple or cripple? Incidentally, when meat gets old and bad, or having any difficulty or something, what do you say or it's got to be?
You mean if it's spoiled or if it gets rancid?
Yeah.
Well, it can be old and not be ruined, but it gets strong or something. We call it rancid. And your lard.